Hello, everyone. Today is the seventh and final day of the Self-Love Challenge. My name is Steph. I've been your host for this self-love journey, and I continue to be your host of Be Well with Steph, the podcast. This is a space where we explore not only self-love, but how to care for our wellness and our health and our well-being in a loving way through our daily habits, through the food that nourishes us, through our fitness, through our self-care, through our relationships. This is the podcast where we explore how to be well in a loving way. So thank you for being a part of this 7 days of self-love journey. If you've made it here, thank you. I'm really wondering how you're feeling at the end of this 7 days. If you could send me a message on Instagram at Be Well with Steph or an email, steph@bewellwithsteph.com, and let me know how you're feeling at the end of this challenge, that would mean so much to me. I like to wrap up the challenge on day seven with the topic, embracing your individuality. And I think that this one is so important to end with because it has us reflect on the past 6 days, the things that we have maybe been introduced to or been working on incorporating, things like our affirmations, our nutrition, our movement, our joy, our ending our comparison, the things that we've been working on over this past week. And it asks us today to stop and take a look at how those are going to show up in our day-to-day lives going forward. We embrace our individuality and recognize that the way I apply these self-love challenges is going to be different from the way that each and every one of you apply these ideas. The way that I eat to nourish my body might not be exactly the same as the way that you eat. The way that I like to embrace movement, the activities I enjoy, the way I like to go to power yoga, the way I like to go for walks, those might not be the things that you're interested in when it comes to movement. You don't have to do what I'm doing. You have to embrace what feels good to you and what feels like you are serving your body the best that you can. In the same way, the things that spark joy to me might not to you. Every morning I wake up and I pour a cup of coffee and I read a book in bed. And that is like the most joyful experience to me to start out my day. Maybe you don't like coffee or you don't drink coffee. Maybe you don't enjoy reading. Maybe you don't like getting back in bed. You don't have to do the things that I am doing in order to create a wellness lifestyle. But you do need to find out what works for you. So today's challenge task is really simple, and it is to reflect on the past 6 days, to scroll back on Instagram or scroll back through the podcasts a little bit, and to take a look at what those 6 challenges were and think about what stands out to me. Which of these things make me feel like I'm being more loving to myself? Which of these things are things that I'm going to carry forward and find ways to integrate into the habits and routines that I already have? Which of these elements of self-love really resonate with what I need as a person in my life right now or in my relationships? And then we're going to embrace those things and what isn't serving us right now or what isn't aligned with our goals, we're going to let go of. Sometimes at the end of a challenge, when I do a challenge, I feel like, well, I didn't do all of that with integrity, or I didn't do it the way that the challenge host expected me to or wanted me to, or it's not looking the same in my life. And I don't like that feeling in my head of I didn't do the challenge well enough. And that really would not be aligned with a self-love challenge, now would it? So I include this day in the challenge as a day for you to give yourself grace, a day for you to give yourself reflection, and a day for you to think about what does your body, what does your heart, what does your lifestyle need right now? And how are you going to show up for yourself out of love in that area as we move forward? Yeah? What's showing up for you? What's standing out for you? What's a priority for you? Because it's not going to be the same as what's a priority for me right now. Right now, fitness is a big priority in my life. And that's because I feel like I have a good grasp on my nutrition. I've been doing this for quite a while, and it's because I like my morning routines. They already include affirmations. I am very, very conscious of my self-talk. These are already things that I've been doing for quite a while. So right now, fitness is my focus. That might not be the same for you. right? Maybe your focus is nutrition and you want to dive deeper into making sure you have healthy breakfasts in the morning or making sure that your family is eating more whole foods, making some of those processed versus whole food swaps. And that's your focus right now. Then that's how you're going to commit to showing up for yourself over the next few weeks in a loving way and see what difference that makes for you. Maybe you do those things, you eat well, you feel okay with that, you move, you know, you do the habits, but you're not being intentional about the way you talk to yourself and affirmation and celebrating the progress and the things that you already are doing to take care of yourself. Maybe celebrating is what you're going to focus on. Finding moments where you can affirm for yourself, hey, you're showing up and doing the thing over and over again, and I'm really proud of you for that. Maybe that's what you're going to work on. I don't know what it is. I would love to hear what it is if you can go over and like share that with me. It's so weird when you podcast, you like talk into the void, talk into the abyss, and are like, I hope somebody in their little, you know, earbuds are taking this in, and I hope that they're growing and that they're feeling like they can care for themselves a little bit better. So if you have a way that you're going to commit to showing up for yourself over the next few weeks, commit to showing up in a loving way, definitely share it with me. Would love to hear. I also want you to keep an eye on social media and an eye on your email over the next few days, because I'm going to be coming out with, first of all, just a couple of reminders about ways that I can help you through this process, especially when it comes to nutrition. Like I've already mentioned on here, my Eat Well with Steph online program for nutrition. We know that there's some one-on-one coaching, but I've put together a couple of other offers to help people through this time, especially if you have either worked with me in the past and are looking for a little bit of a boost or a little bit of additional support or accountability, or if you are interested in getting started working together, but you're worried about time or financial commitment. You're worried about committing your resources at this time, but it's something that you know you benefit from and you'd want. You are who these offers are for. So keep an eye on your email and your social media over the next week, where I'll be sharing all of that with you. Thanks for being on this journey with me, you guys. And until I talk to you again very, very soon, I hope you are well.